The extraordinary summit of ECOWAS heads of state and government ended last night in Accra with a unanimous commitment to fight the Ebola epidemic with the needed funds and logistics. Also, Senegalese President Macky Sall and President John Mahama have been appointed to facilitate the transitional process in Burkina Faso. The ECOWAS heads also pledged to preserve democratic institutions in accordance with the authorities' protocol. These were contained in separate communiques on Ebola and Burkina Faso, read by the presidents of the ECOWAS Commission, Kadi Desire Ouedraogo, a report by Pascaline Adadevo.
After hours of closed-door deliberations, the head of state and other representatives from member countries agreed on a number of steps to stamp out the deadly Ebola virus. They also reviewed the political and security situation in Burkina Faso. The communique read by the president of the ECOWAS Commission, Kadri Desire Ouedraogo, noted the negative impact of Ebola on the economies of member states and the loss of lives. The authority of heads of state and government appointed Togolese President Faure Gnassingbé to supervise the Ebola response and eradication process in affected countries and within the sub-region. Member states have been charged to develop and implement guidelines on Ebola treatment in line with WHO guidelines. Additionally, member states are encouraged to contribute military personnel and logistics to support medical teams already operating in affected countries. Countries that have placed travel restrictions on persons entering their countries from Ebola-hit countries have been asked to lift the ban. The summit invited the private sector and civil society organizations to intensify support in building more isolation centers and provision of vaccine to affected countries. On Burkina Faso, the summit commended the personal commitment of ECOWAS Chair President Mahama to return peace to that country. Efforts by the joint mission of ECOWAS, the African Union, and the United Nations sent to Burkina Faso was also highly commended. A contact group has been appointed, chaired by President of Senegal Macky Sall and supported by President John Mahama, to see to a smooth transition in Burkina Faso. In his remarks to end the extraordinary summit, ECOWAS Chair President Mahama reiterated the point that success in the Ebola fight has not yet been achieved, and this calls for strengthening of health systems in member countries as well as coordination. He called for strong public education to stamp out stigmatization and view the epidemic as a global menace.
I take the opportunity to thank all the governments, nations, and organizations, including UEMWA, that have made new pledges and contributions towards the fight against Ebola. Ebola is still a serious matter, and we still have a lot of urgent work to do to defeat the virus and also seize the moment to strengthen our public health systems for the future. I wish to acknowledge that our political will is high and our commitment is strong in this battle against Ebola. I urge all ECOWAS countries and our international partners to do more to address the issues of stigmatization, isolation, and abandonment of the affected countries.
Heads of state were present at the summit, where Beninois President Thomas Yayi Boni, Cote d'Ivoire Alassane Ouattara, Guinea-Bissau Jose Mario Vaz, Mahamadou Youssi from Niger, Macky Sall from Senegal, and Faure Gnassingbé from Togo. Other heads of state were represented.